Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and moving into the time that we celebrate Valentine's Day. I have some pretty exciting couple of weeks coming up for you, and I have guests here today, my older son, Terry Brim, who's the general manager of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and I have his lovely wife, Lynn Brim, who is my administrative assistant here. Now, how long have you been married? Just greet the people, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, yes, it's just about afternoon, but we are on at 11:45, so praise the Lord. And unless they're listening in the morning, it might be morning. But we're going to tell you their love story. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. For one thing, it's going to help everybody. If you've been married a long time, if you're not married, if you're seeking to be married, there are a lot of young women out there, Lynn, who would like to be married, like to have a husband. And in the case of Terry, he wanted to have a wife. And we're going to be talking about how that came about and how God spoke to Terry actually from heaven with a revelation of faith called God's Answer to Me. But Lynn and Terry, how long have you been married?
5.5 years.
5.5 years now. And we have some good news. What is the good news?
Well, I'm going to be a daddy again.
You're going to be a daddy again.
Praise God.
And the baby's going to be coming in July?
In July.
That's right. And Terry, how young are you?
Well, I'm 50.
50 years old. Praise the Lord. And going to be a daddy again. Now, Terry has two daughters. They are 17 and what?
19.
19. Mm-hmm. And Terry was married before. And Lynn was married before, and both of them were divorced, and Terry wanted a wife, and Lynn did not want a husband, but God got them together. And so we're going to be offering at the end of the program Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's wonderful book on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. And in that book, it gives you what Jesus said on the subject, speaking to the Jews, in Matthew does not exactly match what Paul said on the subject, speaking to the church in 1 Corinthians 7. The church has one law, the law of love. Now, and we're going to do this chronologically. And Terry, God got you straightened out by a nighttime visitation at 3 o'clock in the morning on August 18, 1999. We have back and front of what God said to Terry. He told him to get up in the middle of the night, take a pen, and write things down. And we're going to be going over that in detail this week. Gloria Copeland and I did 2 weeks television on this that God showed you. It is a teaching, one of the clearest teachings on faith I've ever had read in my life. We had lots of letters. The television program that Gloria did had lots of letters. And one lawyer wrote and said, I have been studying faith for 15 years and I never understood it until I heard this. It makes sense to me. Brother Copeland once was up preaching, and when he came down from the pulpit, he said to me, I got what I taught today from God's visit to your son in the nighttime. And then I heard Creflo on TV just preaching this thing right down the line, and he didn't give Terry credit, he didn't give me credit, but he just gave this wonderful revelation from God. So it's a wonderful revelation. Now, give me a little bit of your where you were. You were divorced. Tell where you were spiritually.
Okay, that night.
Well, you had been divorced how long?
3 years.
3 or 4 years, almost mm-hmm. four. Uh-huh. And what situation were you in at that time?
Well, I would say frustrated.
Frustrated.
Mm-hmm. Because some of the things that I thought maybe should have happened had not. And I took that frustration to other things, including, you know, my work, you know, finances for the new building that we're sitting in here right now. You know, we had that in a...
it's just a shell.
Shell state of construction, barely dried in. And I wanted that finished because it kind of was making me look, I thought, kind of not prepared. So
You were head of construction at Prayer Mountain at that time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted that to represent a little better representation than what we had with the building. So I was frustrated about finances, you know, to do that.
You were frustrated about your love life?
My love life? I started thinking everything in the world. Instead of counting my blessings, I did just the opposite. I had gotten myself into a state of not being thankful to God.
And you were
dating. And I went to bed mad that
You were dating.
I was dating, and actually that day, that afternoon, my girlfriend had broke up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she pointed out some things that she thought I wasn't going to amount to much, because after all, I was living in a trailer, not a nice trailer, a trailer that you pull behind a Volkswagen.
A little travel trailer. It was how old? Old.
It was old.
Old and used.
But you know, I before that time, before she straightened me out, I thought I lived pretty good. It was like camping out, and I actually enjoyed it.
You lived out here at Prayer Mountain, and we've got about 200 plus acres out here, and you were lonely.
Well, I was dating a girl. She, I guess she had plans of, you know,
prospering,
and didn't see it. I suppose after a little time, and you know, I had, you know, had several of those kind of things where relationships didn't work out, and they leave you kind of. But when one's so honest to tell you why, then you start really getting kind of stewing over it, and that's what had happened that afternoon.
I
started thinking of myself as a failure, that God hasn't helped me. We could all go into that and get that way if we want.
Sure.
But it's not God.
No. So you went to bed that night thinking, and what did you say to God before you went to bed?
Well, I have it written down here.
Yeah, read it. Now, Terry called me after he had this. What happened at 3 o'clock in the morning, by the way?
Well, I went to bed mad that night, and I...
3 o'clock in the morning, God woke you up and said, get your pen.
Yeah, I went to bed thinking...
Well, we'll read that now. But just, and God said, get your pen, and he wrote this all out, and he mm-hmm. called me. Now, what we're going to be reading to you from is what God's answer to me is what Terry entitled it. He phoned me at home. I put it all down. He recorded it. I put it down. I typed it. And then when we went over it, I've got other notes written on here that Terry and I made on it. And we've just been sending this out just like it came to us that night. But so just read that first paragraph, Terry.
Okay, this is, again, happened August the 18th, 1999. It was a Tuesday night. I was concerned for the finances for the ministry. That was this building I'd mentioned earlier. That had left me frustrated. And I was also frustrated about, of course, the last girlfriend breaking up with me and setting me straight. In that frustration, I cried out to God later that evening after I'd had time to stew about everything that had happened. Do any of your promises or laws work? That's what I said out loud right before I went to bed. I went to bed thinking that night I might as well figure out some way to generate the finances for the new administration building that we have started, and I might as well seek him to find a wife on my own mm-hmm. because it's not working with. Somehow I put myself in a position where I've missed the blessing of God. Maybe I didn't pray enough, or maybe I didn't go to church enough. There's either something about me or his promises don't work for all. That's the situation I went to bed with.
That's how you went to bed. I'll tell you the real truth, Terry. I'm surprised God spoke to you. I really am. Because this is not faith that you're demonstrating. In his mercy, he visited you and taught you about faith. So go ahead and read the next paragraph.
Well, while I was in bed, I suddenly awakened and I was told to get a sheet of paper and a pen. And the voice said, I'm going to tell you something. I knew it was from God or from heaven because I could sense his presence in that small trailer. Otherwise, I don't think I would have gotten up because it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And of course, this is where it starts, and this is what he told me. And it came down, someone wanted to know, well, did you see him? Did you? No, it was like a waterfall. This all just started coming into me, and I just started writing it down as fast as I could. And it was, I read it again this morning, Lynn and I, in preparation. We haven't had a whole lot of time to prepare for this radio show, but we did read that this morning, and the same anointing. I said, Lynn, that same anointing's on this thing again.
And Terry, that's what the waterfall is. It's the anointing. You know, I've seen visions, and I would be like in a church service, and I would see like an urn or like something being poured out from heaven. And that was the anointing. Sometimes it falls upon people. I see it go on individuals. Sometimes I see it coming on the whole. And we had a united prayer out here. Wednesdays at noon now, we're having a prayer for the awakening. And someone came up to me. We had it, the last one we had. And we're streaming it live. We invite you to watch. Watch. And this lady came up and she said, I saw today like a golden urn above and just this golden liquid, transparent gold flowing out. So that's the way the anointing comes. And the anointing, now we're not going to start this until tomorrow because we are running out of time here. We have only 2 minutes left, a little over 2 minutes left. But we get these things from God. We get these things from God. Another book that you should get from Brother Kenneth E. Hagin is How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. Now, you can hear the voice of God in an audible voice. You can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in your own spirit, and it's more authoritative than your spirit. Your spirit itself can speak to you. Man's a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Your own spirit, you have the inward witness. And all of these things are gone into in detail in Brother Kenneth Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. We'll also make that book available to you if you want it for $10, or you can get it from Kenneth Hagin Ministries. But that night when you were hearing, the anointing came, and it was just flowed. Is that how it came?
Yeah, it's like a waterfall. It's like I was sitting underneath a waterfall. And that information just came, and that trailer was lit up with his presence in there.
Hallelujah.
And it was just a wonderful time with God. And it was so wonderful that the Lord actually sent a lady, drove all the way from St. Louis that morning. She got there about 10 o'clock. She didn't know where else to go but Prayer Mountain, asking God for an answer. And I told her what happened to me last night. And we prayed this prayer for her. And prayed,
hallelujah.
And she received it. And
bless
God,
the Lord.
And she wrote an offering.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into this tomorrow. Call all your friends. Tell them, be sure to listen. You're going to hear an exposition of faith that will absolutely bless you. We will offer today Kenneth Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, for $10. We're going to offer Marriage and Divorce and Remarriage by Kenneth E. Hagin for $10. Just give us a call at 1-800-972-3447. Shalom.